Yeah, y'all know what it is. It's 7 o'clock Thursday night. Motherfucking social misconduct in this bitch.
Maybe a break.
But yeah, but we were like under some.
Got a man, but your man ain't looter. So please don't let him fool you, cause the nigga don't really know how to do you. Who's your daddy? Rolling all up in the caddy, some rooftop with a diamond in the back. Coming to get some of the bomb in the sack, like a bomb in a rack. I'ma come and attack every inch of your body after the after party. And then on to the hotel lobby, riding me like a Ducati, faster than a Bugatti. I'm like, whoa, chemosabe, good golly, howdy, a freak or see.
Yo, it's Thursday. You know what time it is. Social misconduct. It's your girl, Mick.
It's your boy B.
What's up?
man,
thank you all so much for rocking with us another Thursday. What's going on, B? What's up?
Man, I did a lot this weekend. You be proud.
Good stuff, crazy stuff, because I know you.
I went to a concert in a cemetery.
And then only in LA.
And then after all that debauchery, I ended up at church. A couple of days ago.
You in church?
Yeah, I smoked a little bit when I got in there. Like, I damn near caught fire.
Wait. Why were you at church?
Goddaughter getting baptized.
That makes sense. Aww.
Yeah, she's cute.
So you have to, like, do classes or, like, what?
Yeah.
That's funny as hell.
Dude, we sat in a class for about an hour and some change. And they was teaching us about the seven sacraments. I still don't remember.
Are you Catholic?
Nah, man. Never even baptized. But, you know, I'm doing it for the kid.
For the baby.
Doing it for the kid. I'm in there. And they were teaching us about the seven sacraments. And then at the end of everything, they tried to sell us classes. For those of you that haven't been baptized.
Sell, like?
Classes.
Like money? Like you pay?
Like they want you to become a part of the congregation. You pay a little bit of a donation. And then they teach you about the sacraments, and then you get baptized too.
Well, then,
right?
You're not gonna take them up on that offer.
That's quite all right.
Save your soul.
That's quite all right.
Do Catholics save your soul? I know nothing about this.
Well, they all the religions talk about salvation.
So that's what it. Okay.
Yeah.
See, your soul doesn't need to be saved.
I think it's past ever.
Yeah, we're really past all of that.
It's too late. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And you? How was your week?
Interesting. So I've been having these ridiculous ass headaches, right? As you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like really bad migraines, and I kept feeling dizzy. Like, I woke up one night and the room was fucking spinning. So I'm like, did I drink? Like, am I hungover? Like,
that's what I was thinking.
Well, yeah, right? So that's the first thing, as much as we drink. So I'm like, oh, maybe I forgot. Maybe I'm drunk right now and forgot that I drank. And I'm, you know, having a hangover. But no, I'm like, no, I didn't drink last night. So what the fuck is going on, right? So that was like Sunday, and all week, like all last week, my headache was just like getting worse and all that. So you and Nikki,
shout out to Nikki
made me go to the doctor, and I found out that I have what's called positional vertigo, which,
that's some real shit.
It sounds fake as hell, right?
Right.
So I was like, that's some made up ass shit. These doctors at Kaiser don't know what the fuck they talking about. So you know me, crazy, I had to go and like research the shit and know all that. So basically, at any given time, I'll get these headaches. But if I move like a certain way, like if I'm laying down and I sit up real fast or something, the room can spin. So I have like a permanent hangover.
So,
like,
at any given time?
At any given time. Like,
so, like, if I try to scare you, will you just pass the fuck out?
It doesn't work that way.
Damn.
Fucking idiot.
That'd be hilarious, dude.
So he said it's caused by a lot of stuff, but like for me, more so like stress and no sleep, because you know I just don't sleep. So
yeah. You're a vampire.
So I just got to get my life in order. and get it together and get, you know, back right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the other day, I'm driving downtown. I saw this car, right? It's decorated in little cars.
What? Huh? Yeah.
So, like, toy cars. So, a big real car, like a real car that a person drives, was decorated with little cars glued all over this shit.
To cover up the entire thing?
The entire fucking car. Only in L.A.
That's some L.A. shit.
That is some weird ass shit.
I wonder how long it took them to do it.
I know. And who did this shit?
You didn't see the driver?
You barely could. And then it was, I wanted to take a picture of it to post, but we were like driving. I couldn't even do it. So, weird.
Well, we got a lot.
Very, very weird. So, what are you drinking? You know we got to announce, man. What
yeah.
you drinking? What
Shout
you
out drink? To my homie Woodrow, Woody Lejeune back in Chicago. She put me on this Bullet whiskey.
Bullet whiskey?
Bullet bourbon. It's really good. It's really good.
It looks expensive.
It ain't cheap.
It's up there.
Yeah,
it's
you
it's
saw
good.
It when I bought it. Yeah.
It's good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't do dark liquor, but
dude, I might rock.
I'm a lightweight. Y'all know that by
I
now.
I might rock this for the next couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So
have we, like, put the Jack down, or are we just trying something new? Jack will always be there?
We passed Jack down over to the tech. The tech is finishing the Jack bottle. All right,
he over there. Don't fuck our shit up and get drunk back there. I don't need your ass sleep, X, and wasted back there drinking Jack and shit.
X is killing the Jack for me. But I still got Heineken as the sidearm, so we good.
Well, I'm drinking this. It's called Middle Sister, and it's a cranberry Cosmo.
Middle Sister?
Middle Sister. That's the brand.
Okay.
That's the name of it. And then I have my Riesling, as usual. I don't know. I should get to this a little bit.
It's not even open yet. Let me open it.
No, because you'll drink it.
Yeah, it's true.
And you already ate my goddamn gummy bear. Anyway. Oh, what was the concert at the cemetery?
It was a group called Phanagram.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, they dope.
They were good?
Yeah, they dope. I don't know what kind of music you would classify them as. I mean, it ain't quite EDM. It's more like EDM hip-hop-ish.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, they're pretty fresh. Like, there was a guy with a guitar, and there was a lead singer, but then they had, like, beats and stuff. It was cool.
So it's the cemetery where they do the movies? The Hollywood...
The Hollywood Cemetery?
Is it Hollywood Forever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared to go.
Yeah, it got pretty dark.
It
was a lot of people
nobody's
there.
Nobody's rising from the dead to come and get my ass.
I don't know. If Thriller would have played, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I can't. See, and that's my goofy ass I would be thinking. Like.
Yeah, it was cool, though.
All right. That's different. So, y'all know we got to hit y'all with some crazy shit.
Oh, man. This shit made me laugh so
That's
hard.
That's what the
dude.
Show's all about. You know, we pull these headlines for you. If you're tuning in for the first time to Social Misconduct, we pull these crazy headlines that we find in blogs and news and all of that. Make sure you stay tuned at 7:30 for According to Mick, my segment. And B will come in at 7:40 and talk about whatever the fuck it is he feels like.
Probably some random rant today.
Crazy
I didn't
shit.
Quite prepare for that today.
Well, I will be talking about common courtesy rules that people just don't use and enforce.
Now, would you classify that as an LA problem or?
We'll get to it.
All right.
7:30. We'll get to it.
I can't wait.
So first up, I found on bscott.com. The headline reads, say what now? Daycare workers arrested for running a toddler fight club. It's not funny, but it so is.
Dude, that's hilarious.
But to have the babies fighting.
That's hilarious.
That shit is, honey.
I'm picturing one of these crazy bras in the middle, like, calling out the fight, you know, in this
a
corner.
A fight club for babies?
Yes.
Aww. Kids are like fucking each other up at the daycare. Like what?
I can picture her like announcing the fight. In this corner we got James Shitty Draws Johnson, and over here we got Similac Jr. Like, I'm just saying that shit would be
so. What really makes me mad though is three chicks. Right, one is 19, one is 21, so they're pretty young. But then you got a 47-year-old bitch. She probably was the ringleader.
She was the one holding the money.
She probably owned the daycare and holding the money. And
she holding the money.
Like what? This is so fucked up. And this is in Delaware. And yeah, they black. So, well, one is a Latina.
This shit happened in a while ago.
This is crazy. So, yeah, three daycare employees were arrested on Monday for allegedly encouraging toddlers to fight each other while recording it on their cell phones. They were released Tuesday after posting a $10,000 secured bond. And then the poor kids, it says that, like, there's a video of this. And, like, the kids are, like, crying and, oh. You're laughing. You're such an asshole.
It's just funny to me, man. It's hilarious.
That's so sad, though. That's fucked up. I would beat this bitch ass if I, like, come and my kid's bruised up. Like, I leave my kid at daycare, and then, like, he or she comes and tells me, like, Mommy, I'm in, like, a fight club. What the fuck? Like, no.
I'm wondering what the kids' motivations were, though. Like, how could they actually
Right. How do you, exactly. Like, what do you even tell the kid? Were like, just hit him, pinch him, punch him?
Were they fighting over graham crackers or some shit? Like, I mean, what would you, what as a 2-3-0, what would you fight another kid for?
Yeah. A toy, like, I don't know.
A toy.
I don't know. That's ridiculous, though. I just, I can't.
Okay. I want to see that tape.
Yeah, and they won't release the tape because it's babies, and yeah, so that, you know, they're not going to release that, but.
Am I evil for laughing at that? I think that's the funniest shit I've heard all week. I mean, the title alone made me laugh before I even read it.
I know, but.
Am I evil for that?
You're just 12. It's fine.
Also, I was probably in that.
You're in the toddler fight club and shit, fighting kids, idiot. So what do we have next? What's going on? Oh my god, this shit. I don't think this is a real story,
dude. I you know what? I wouldn't put it past this guy for it to be a real story.
This shit is like, wow. Wait till y'all hear this.
Apparently, a man has a disorder that makes him pee on toys, and he's done it his entire life.
He pees on toys. Like kids' toys.
Yeah.
Like, it says he goes to Toys R Us or Walmart and just, like, piss on shit.
Yeah.
And it's kids' toys, right? Because he's married.
Yeah.
Dude is married, and his wife almost divorced him because she called him peeing on the kids' toys and shit, and he told her, like, it's some type of disorder. I don't know.
If I was his wife, I wouldn't divorce him. There's worse shit out there than pissing on toys. I mean, he's just peeing on toys.
It's just fucking weird.
It is weird, but I mean, come on, man. All these other people out here, man, he's just peeing on toys. Only thing I don't understand is that he said he runs up like a $500 bill a month.
Yes! Buying like secondhand toys so that he doesn't buy expensive toys, but he pees on toys.
You can't just like keep the same toys you pissed on once and just do it again and save some money?
I know. I guess it's dirty after that, though. I guess he gotta pee on clean toys. I don't know. But get this.
So he retarded and he's picking.
So with this, why this shit sounds fake to me, though. It says, I have to pee on toys once a day. If I don't, I have panic attacks and itchy skin. What?
Why are you laughing?
That's funny as fuck. If I don't pee on toys, I'm doing a Rich right now. Shout out to Rich and John Relaford. If y'all didn't catch our last week's show with our first guest, Richard, go back and listen to that shit on iTunes, SoundCloud. It's hilarious because he's so passionate about things, so this would have been hilarious. But can you imagine, like, if I don't piss on this toy right now, I'm itching and like I'm having a panic. Like, he's losing his fucking mind.
I guess everybody has their hang-ups, their addictions, their little vices, you know.
It's just weird. And then are showing pictures.
Well, what's something that you, if you don't do it within a couple of days, you get a little anxious?
Well, you know, I have, like, a mild case of OCD, so I don't count shit or anything, but, like, I need things in a certain order, and...
And if it's not, do you get itchy?
No, I don't get itchy. It just bothers me, so whatever. This shit's just weird. I'm sorry.
the article has pictures of the toys.
It has
that
pictures
he's peed
of
on
the toys, y'all. Like,
poor little Rainbow Bright right here, too, man.
Pee-soaked toys. It's a Barbie. It's like a kid's, what, teething ring. Like, this shit's weird. A teddy bear. Poor teddy bear. Oh. Ew, and then a teddy bear pee. You gotta buy new shit.
Well, yeah,
like,
the teddy bear's gonna stink.
That's thin. This shit's so weird. It says, sometimes I admit I still whiz on toys at Walmart and Toys R Us. Or when at a friend's house, I sneak into their kids' bedrooms and take a leak on their toys. But that's the special occasion.
Special occasion? What, he wait till Christmas or something?
I mean, I guess
Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
Can you imagine your boy come to your crib, right? And you got kids. And then you beating your kids' ass because you think that they done pissed on shit. And then it's your boy. Like, can you imagine?
I'm picturing dude coming over. I'm picturing dude coming over for Thanksgiving, dropping off the egg salad or whatever it is he brings, and then disappearing for about 20 minutes. And just fucking up the Ninja Turtles.
It's like borderline perverted, too. Like,
borderline. I think he's all the way over the line, man.
Like, to be in a kid. No, it's just gross.
Wow.
So, this next one. Shout out to Rudy, our boy Rudy Garcia, for giving us this tip. Because I hadn't even heard of this one. Have you heard of this one?
No.
So, our boy came to us like, man, I got the perfect story for y'all's show, right? So, inmate dies after eating methadone-soaked underwear. Prisoner charged with murder after he smuggled in drug-laced underpants and his cellmate overdosed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Explain that, please.
Okay. So, this guy in Kentucky, Michael Jones, he was let out on, like, a day release or something. And then he came back. Because it was just for a day. So, he came back. And when he came back, apparently, he soaked his underwear in methadone, which I guess is odorless, colorless. So the cops, you know, they do a full search. But what I don't understand is how was he able to, like, keep on the clothes? I thought that you have to, like, switch out your clothes, no?
I've never been to jail. I don't know.
So I guess you keep... Right, I'm looking at you like...
Yeah.
Like, you should know. No. But I thought that they, like, strip you and then you have to put, you know, the other shit back on. So anyway, I guess they, like, didn't check his underwear or it went undetected or whatever. So he was like cutting up the underwear and like passing it out to people. So I don't know if they were like eating the underwear, like swallowing it because it was soaked in it. That's the weirdest shit. So anyway, his cellmate, I was gonna say roommate, but they in jail. It ain't his roommate. The cellmate, I guess, ate some of the underwear and he OD'd, dude, on the underwear. So now the guy, Michael, is charged with murder. Because, I mean, you did kill, dude. Like,
didn't nobody tell him to eat his drawers?
He was passing his shit out.
He didn't have to eat it.
But just like people don't have to do drugs, if you're the drug dealer, your ass go down too. I mean, like, it's a crime. I'm gonna put it down. Like,
I guess.
So, I mean, this shit's crazy, though. And just in case you all don't know, they gave us a description of what methadone is. So it's an opiate drug used as a painkiller and as a heroin replacement for addicts trying to give it up. So
he OD'd on some shit that was supposed to help him get off the shit that he was already on.
Yeah. That's fucked up. But now your dumb ass. It didn't even say what he was in there for, like, to begin with. But now you're charged with murder on top of whatever else the fuck. Like, you're never getting out now. He's killed your damn cellmate.
He's a meth. He makes meth. He's Walter White. That's what he does.
The real Walter White.
Yeah, he was, I guess they say. Oh, no. The guy that died was a methamphetamine dealer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So this other dude.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. It is kind of funny, though. That's some smart-ass shit, though.
What, to sneak it in with your drawers?
Yeah.
I guess.
It's kind of smart. I mean, if he got away with it. Like, I mean, he got past the guards.
Now, I don't know. You probably don't know the answer to this, but I'm thinking, what if he had the drawers on, right? And, like, he started sweating some shit. What if it got into his pores and he OD'd? Like, is that possible? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know enough about. You know, yeah. I say no, so. I say no to drugs.
Yeah, you scared of weed.
Right. I don't do well with drugs. Alcohol is where I draw the line.
Mm-hmm. And with that note.
Oh, you love this next one, though.
You want to tell it?
No, that's you. That's all you.
See, this one kind of pisses me. I don't really like this. I mean, the drug dealer, this guy gets busted for apparently selling coke to a cop, and then when they do an analysis of the stuff in the bag, it turns out to be a crumbled Pop-Tart.
He got Pop-Tarts from the toaster, the bottom of the toaster, packaged that shit up, and
I said it was that good,
Yeah. Got busted, but he still got locked up, right?
Yeah, he got locked up for selling Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I don't think that shit is fair.
It's not. It's like, damn. But they said that even though the drugs were fake, the offense was real.
How? It's not drugs.
I guess the act of selling drugs. I don't know. You know, I don't. Again, I'm not a criminal. I don't know.
That makes me scared. Because you know how, like, we go out and eat and shit and we have leftovers and then I want to give them away to somebody. That makes me scared to, like, help the homeless and shit with my leftovers now.
But that's food.
Pop-Tarts are food.
But we're not telling the homeless, like, hey, this is drugs, but it's really food. Like, I think the offense of selling it, I don't know. I think it's stupid, too, but that's what they were saying. The offense was real. So now he's facing charges. Oh, of creating and selling a counterfeit controlled substance.
A counterfeit? Come on, man. Did they make that shit up?
I know. This is the dumbest shit.
A counterfeit controlled substance. Like police running out of reasons to put people in jail and shit. They just inventing shit now?
I know.
The fuck out of here, man.
This is, and yeah, it was an undercover cop that he tried to sell it to, got busted.
You know what it was?
What?
The cop was mad as hell that shit
wasn't real. That wasn't real. Yep, he mad as hell. Like, oh, I'm gonna get your ass something.
He hit it and he was tasting strawberries and frosting and he got mad.
Like, this shit tastes familiar. He said he was trying to sell it for $20. Oh, shit. That's fucking hilarious.
How much coke do you get for $20?
Again. Huh. You know, we need to do some research.
We need to invite, like, our
drug dealer or something. Yeah. Tell us the real shit. Because we just, like, stupid as fuck. We don't know what this is. Because okay. Then we asked, like, drug dealers to tweet us or something, like, a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Like, tell us what.
Well, the smart ones wouldn't, but.
Well, yeah. You know.
There's a lot of dumb ones floating around on Facebook. So, yeah, if any of you out there know how much. I don't know. A bag.
Is it a bag? Look
like a,
it's a little baggy.
Look like an eighth. If I look at the bag, that looks like about an eighth. Eighth of coke on the street. That ain't going to be $20. That seems a little cheap.
No, no.
Yeah.
That's some dumb shit, though.
Yeah.
And then you get locked up, right? So then, what you in for? Selling Pop-Tarts to undercover cops. I was like, what? No respect.
Dude is automatically the bitch. Like, automatically. Put your hand in my pocket right now. You know what? As soon as Pop-Tart came out of
his
mouth.
Yeah, it's over. It's over right there. No big, fucking respect.
Big dude would have been like, put your hand right here. You know what I'm saying?
You are now my bitch.
Yeah, pretty much.
So this shit. Okay, so this is an older story, actually, but still funny. A woman who shot her man for being a weak ejaculator may get out on bail. And she black. Why?
Well, at least she getting out on bail.
She look mad as hell, too. Like, she's still mad. And this mug shot. She pissed off. Look at this shit. Too mad.
You catching that? You see this? You see this?
She's still pissed that she ain't get a good night.
So she. That finally. Okay. I'm slow today. That's that.
Right. You were a little delayed. Dude, with that reaction.
That's what toys are for. What you shooting niggas over that for? Like, I don't understand that.
Well,
man.
No. She thought that her man, because he wasn't giving it to her, I guess, like he usually does. And so she's like, oh, you must be cheating. So it was really he got shot over that.
What
but.
If he was just jerking off because she's right. Ugly as hell? Like, she ugly as fuck. Like, I would need like a little bit of help
beforehand,
like in the bathroom for a few minutes.
Yeah,
before I had to deal with her.
I mean, it could have been a lot of things. And he ain't in the mood. He don't want to fuck you today. Like, it could have been a lot of stuff.
Who would ever be in the mood to fuck her though? Look,
well, he was clearly fucking up before. Like, because she's saying like, well, you're not producing enough sperm and.
Why does it matter? She's 58 years old. She ain't making nothing with that baby batter. What is she going to do with it?
True.
So they letting her out, though.
Yeah.
She got convicted for shooting, dude, and they let her out on bond at 10 stacks, 10
grand.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But he was cheating, though, right?
Was
he? It said Lee was technically cheating. But not on bail, which I don't know what the fuck that
means. No. Okay, I'll clear that up for you. Okay. Basically, she was his dip off.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So he was cheating, but like, bitch, you're the side chick.
She was the side chick.
So you got shot by the side chick.
But the side chick knew, see? Side chicks be fucking up. Y'all watch Scandal and shit.
Hey, you leave Scandal
I'm
out
just
of
saying,
this
I'm just saying. Side chicks watch Scandal and act like they got some rights in a relationship. You need to know what the fuck you getting into. You're a side chick.
Speaking of Scandal, that shit's coming back.
Dude, we need to do a side chick list.
We will. I don't know shit about being a side chick, but...
I think we need to put our heads together and come up with a to do and to don't list for side
I'm
chicks.
I'm not promoting being a fucking side
you
chick.
You ain't promoting it, but
that's
you keep
bird ass. No. We're not
promoting being a side
ass
chick.
Shit.
We are not promoting being a side chick. But if you so happen to get stuck in the side chick,
know your motherfucking role.
Know your role, and this is what you can and cannot do. I mean, because she, but she was a side chick for like 15 years.
Damn, wait, what?
Yes, they were together for, well, they were affairing for 15 years.
Damn.
So I guess she thought she needed a promotion or some shit.
That's crazy. Wow. And dude almost died. What suffered damage to his colon and pancreas.
She shot him in the ass?
I guess. That's fucked up. Yeah, so she was just pissed off. She's an angry ass bitch. Like, you got to give it to her. Right.
Look at the bottom. This ain't the first time she was in trouble for shooting a motherfucker.
I saw that. So she shot an ex-husband or ex-boyfriend?
Ex-husband in 1991.
Wow. This bitch is just crazy. And they keep letting her out. Like, you're just shooting people?
Boy, this one, the guy didn't testify against her.
Because the bitch crazy. Hell yeah. Because then next time, you don't know what she'll do.
That's true.
Damn.
Crazy side chicks. Man.
I mean,
we're going to work on that.
This next one's stupid as fuck. This pisses me off.
Really? You chose this, right? This
was yours? I did.
Well, then feel free to share with the people.
Blacks versus Whites, the video game.
Subtitled.
Oh, God.
How many can you kill? Read the subtitle.
It's a Kickstarter. So with brewing racial tensions in Missouri and around the country, the goal of our game is to provide a healthy outlet for racial violence and killing. Let's take heated racial divides from the streets into the non-life-threatening digital world. What the fuck? Like, what? So, we don't want to kill niggas in person. Or, instead of killing niggas in person, let's just kill them in this video game. Like,
I don't really know what to say to that.
What type of shit is that? And it's an online multiplayer video game that will pit inner city black people against white suburbanites. Players will be able to gather weapons commonly found in their geographical areas, hunting rifles, broken 40 bottles or whatever, go on solo killing missions or form mobs and gangs to kill in groups. Players will be allowed to engage each other with racial slurs, and every form of racial violence and criminality will be allowed, including hanging and looting.
Is there a racial slur? But like, can you just push a button and they holler
nigga
out, cracker?
Like, what? Who thought of it? And this is a Kickstarter. Like, they're trying to raise money to like make this shit a reality.
This is, and then attack. Look down here. It says this is a healthy and safe environment to work out racial hatred through killing.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever
heard. I'm going to look up this group. Apex? The name of this studio is Apex Studios. I guarantee you they're backed by the Klan.
You know they are.
They're backed by the Klan.
This is so stupid. Blacks versus whites. How many can you kill? Like, who sits around and think of shit like this?
The Klan.
What the fuck?
And any derivative of the Klan.
It's like, we're going to kill people any way possible. Like, well, black folk. Any way possible. We can't kill these niggas and get away with it.
Here's the thing. This thing will probably get made. I'm interested to see the sales. I'm interested to see how many they sell.
I want to see how they make the black people look in the video game. We probably like monkeys and shit.
Damn.
I'm just saying, if this some racist ass shit, you know, they probably making us look crazy as fuck. Yeah, so won't be donating to this Kickstarter.
Dude, I just want to see the sales when it finally comes out, because it probably will.
There needs to be a petition to shut this shit down. Dumbass people can do a petition for Blue Ivy Carter's hair, but do a petition for dumb shit like this. Shut this shit down.
Every time some dumbass white person come out with some shit like this, and somebody says something about the freedom of speech, that's how they're going to argue that. So it'll come out. It'll be released. I just want to see the sales.
And then
I want to see a breakdown on the chart. I want to see a breakdown on the chart, like where the most sales occur.
Yeah.
Mississippi. Georgia.
Alabama.
Now, they ain't got electricity down there yet, do they? Well, I'm talking about the.
Shut up. My family live in Alabama.
I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about these ancestral outhouse having Klan member motherfuckers.
Come on, we gotta get through this other one real quick.
Fine.
We won't even go into this dumb shit. All we really gotta do is say the headlines of this stupid ass shit. You found this, so.
Antonio Flores, with a last name I can't pronounce.
Narciso.
Okay, there we go. Stabs a roommate for being too loud during a threesome. He's a fucking hater.
He's a hater.
Simple as that.
So his roommate was like getting a threesome for his birthday or something.
Yeah, it was a threesome for his birthday.
And then because he was too loud, the roommate like was a hater and called the cops. You a fuck?
No, he didn't call the cops. He tried to stab this nigga.
Oh shit! Wait, okay.
As a matter of fact, he did stab him. He stabbed him like 4 or 5 times.
So you getting some ass in the other room and all y'all having a good time, so I'm going to stab you? That is some hate.
He was mad because wasn't nobody paying attention to him.
That is,
He had a crush on one of them. X said he probably liked one of the chicks or the dude. He might like the dude. Yeah, harboring
some. That's just taking hating to a different level.
You know what? On some real shit, I used to have a roommate like that when I first moved out here. I ain't going to say his name because I ain't that bogus, but... My cousin Kevin, who I know is listening, and my homies didn't know me out here, and my boy Pete, they know who I'm talking about.
Oh, shit.
They know who I'm talking about. I used to have people over and shit, and he'd be listening on the door with a cup. You think I'm bullshit? I swear to God.
Oh, my God. Lame?
I swear to God. I mean, one time, I was in there with the girl I was dating at the time, and then, you know, whatever. So I'm going to the bathroom.
I remember this story. Said he was trying to talk to her.
Dude, homie walks in there. She doesn't have any clothes on and she's wrapped up under a blanket and shit, freaking the fuck out because she hadn't met him yet.
That's some creepy
and he's
ass
in my,
shit.
He's in my room. This is my roommate now. He's in my room talking to the girl that I just slept with.
That's some perverted ass shit.
And I'm in the bathroom. You know that after sex pee, it take like 3 minutes.
I can't.
You don't know. You know what I'm talking about.
Women got to pee after sex too.
Dog, he waited for me. He waited for me to go to the bathroom.
So he can, like,
and he went in there and tried to push up on a chick I had just finished doing my business with.
Disgusting.
And tried to talk to her. And she was naked up under the blankets.
Well, whoever you are, dude, you're a fucking lame.
He probably jerking off right now. Listen,
I know.
He remembering.
He remembering.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I almost saw a titty under that blanket.
Oh,
fucking pervert.
My God.
So when I see this here, Antonio Flores. Hopefully they put you in jail.
Wow.
And they do things to you in jail. Because
well, let me get to my common courtesy ruse. Because it's now 7:32. And this is according to Mick. Y'all know I always come with a list. And I'm trying to help yet voice my opinion. You know, give advice. But at the same time, vent about shit that I don't like. So that's according to Mick. So these are just things that I complain about a lot. And I know B gets sick of me saying the same shit. So I just figure I'll make y'all listen to it too.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So, okay, you know when you're driving, right? And you let a person over. You know, you don't have to let a motherfucker over. You driving. You're trying to get to where you're going. But you know, the kindness of your heart, you let somebody over. What should the person that you let over do?
They should wave and say thank you.
Give you that damn thank you wave,
and
right?
It's just a hand raise.
It's just a hand raise. That's all we need. If you don't give me the goddamn hand, I'm going to follow your ass to pull up on the side of you to give you the death look.
I can see your ass being late for work chasing somebody.
Hell down. Yeah.
Tell me thank you, motherfucker. You
didn't give me the courtesy hand, motherfucker.
Hey, I know you got some other ones, but tell them about that time when we was in the car together. We almost jumped on that bicycle.
Oh, my God.
That motorcycle.
So you were like leaned back, so it just looked like I was in the car by myself.
Yeah.
And the biker, he tried to cut me off, or he did something.
He did cut you off.
He cut me off, and then I said something crazy to him or blew the horn or something, and he's like talking shit to me. So I raised the window down. Y'all know I'm crazy. So I'm talking shit back. So then B get up because he's leaned all the way back. So dude didn't see him and didn't know he was in the car. B get up like, what the fuck you say? Dude scared as hell now.
Oh, Uncle Jesse looking motherfucker with that ponytail.
We fucked with him for like a few more blocks down.
Oh, fake ass tight jean Lorenzo Lamas ass nigga. Yeah, he rolled the fuck out.
My God.
Real quick. Okay, continue.
So wait for people to get out of an elevator before getting in. That's just common fucking sense. Like, if you're in the elevator, if people are in the elevator and you're trying to get in, how the fuck do you expect to get in if you can't let them out? I hate that shit.
You know what? That translates to riding a train,
yes,
too.
Yeah. I was going to say public transportation is another one. When I used to take the bus in Chicago, people would, like, try to get on the bus before letting people off. Like, how the fuck do you think that's going to work? Dumb shit.
Can I add something to that?
Yeah.
If you're in a packed ass car or elevator, don't fucking fart. Hold that shit.
Yeah, you need to squeeze them cheeks a little hard.
I can't stand that shit. Motherfuckers
yeah, that's
fart
nasty.
And then want to look around.
And look around like you ain't do that shit. You know you did
if
it.
If the smell is coming from the middle of the fucking car, that means you did it.
An elevator ride ain't that goddamn long.
Right, hold that
squeeze shit. Squeeze the cheeks. Hold that shit in. Oh, this shit happened to me the other day and I was ready to go the fuck off on this bitch. So if I'm holding a door, because I was raised right, I just try to practice common courtesy. Like, I don't want to just be an asshole to people. Like, I was just taught manners. So if I am walking through a door and I see you behind me, I'm going to hold the door for you. I'm not just going to let the shit slam in your face. But bitch, I'm not a goddamn doorman either. You better grab this motherfucking door. Don't like walk through the door. Like, what the fuck do I look like to you? So this bitch did that shit the other day. I'm walking through the door. She's behind me. So I just, you know, held it a little bit. She walks past me through the door. Do I look like the motherfucking help to you? The fuck do I look
like? Where we at? Where we at? Well, I think we was at when that went down.
I don't even remember.
Hmm.
We were downtown.
Hmm.
Yeah. Rude ass bitch.
White lady.
Of course.
White lady.
No.
Why is it? It's like exponentially worse.
No offense to my white friend.
I'm just saying, but it's exponentially worse.
But I mean, black people do this shit,
black
too.
Black folks do it, too, yeah. But you just be like, ignorant motherfucker, whatever. But when, like, an old-ass white lady do it, you be thinking, she probably calling you a nigga in the back of her head. You better hold the door, nigga.
You better hold this goddamn door.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, bitch, I ain't the help. I'll let this shit slam in your fucking face. I'm the wrong one.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
You're so abrasive.
You already know. I'm the wrong one. And just, you know, this goes back to like when you're like 1 and 2, please and thank you. Like, when did that shit go out of style?
I heard they were the magic words.
I mean, they really are. I need you to really say please and thank you. Like, it's not that hard.
Can I please have a gummy bear?
Because this nigga eating all my gummy bears. I don't really like to share my shit here.
Thank you. See how easy that was? And I got what I wanted.
You did say please and thank you.
Yeah.
You smacking on air, though. I can hear you chewing the damn gummy bear right now.
Sorry.
So, please and thank you. Oh, this one, like, oh, my God. It boils my goddamn blood. If you're running late, I need you. I'm a need. You to call or text as soon as your ass find out that you're running late. And not calling me or texting or whatever is unacceptable. We're not fucking friends anymore if your ass don't call or text me. And we're supposed to be meeting or I'm expecting you. I hate that shit. Like, because to me that just says fuck you, fuck your time. Anything that you have to do, you wait on me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I wait for no one. And people learn that shit the hard way. He's in here doing snaps. Okay, I can't with you.
Sorry.
And then the last one, this is a social media one.
Oh boy.
It's minor though, but it annoys the shit out of me. And it's not even like a serious one. I just needed to put, because it just happened, so that's why I'm putting it on here. So on social media, so like on Facebook, right, I do a post about, like, say the show.
Okay.
Like, tune in on Thursday to Social Misconduct, post a picture.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people jump on the post like, hey, Makia, how your mama doing? But what the fuck? What? You can't send a DM? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, why are you having, like, a side personal conversation on this? Stick to the motherfucking topic at hand. Like, don't go off on the side and talk about other shit. DM me or, like, start a new post. I hate that
shit. They had a term for that. They call that postjackers.
Who made this shit?
Somebody made it up a while ago. It's called postjacking, like where they just basically trying to
do whatever the fuck they want to do. That's so annoying.
And then, you know, a lot of people are delusional and they think because we in LA, we like superstar. Well, we are, but you know. So she's probably trying to get close to you. Like, yeah, me and Makia, cool. I talk to her mama.
Oh, people do that shit all the time. That's a whole different show. That's going to be another according to Mick. Because my friend Tiffany and I were just like talking about this shit on Facebook. I'm going to bring her in and we're going to talk about some of the outrageous requests that we get because people think that we're like plug. I mean, I'm a little plug, but you know, people think that like we're superstars. I don't know what the fuck people think, but we get outrageous requests, tickets to shit. For one, I haven't even like seen you since like kindergarten. Like, who the fuck are you? Like, what? How dare you text me or hit me up on Facebook? Well, not text because I don't even really fuck with you like that. So you don't have my number, but.
people from kindergarten asking you for shit?
People that I went to like elementary school with. I ain't seen your ass in 20 years. And like you hit me up in a private message on Facebook. Like, so what's up with BET? What? Who are you? Like, the fuck?
Last time I remember BET was on channel 39 in Chicago.
And it kills me when people that didn't like your ass back in the day. And now all of a sudden, get the fuck out of here. That's another story.
I'll tell you how many ex-girlfriends came out of the woodwork.
Oh, that shit happens too.
I always knew you were going to make something of yourself.
Like, bitch, no you didn't. You broke up with me because you ain't think I was.
Don't try to put that in my mouth. For the most, I'd say 97.67% of the time.
You do the breaking up.
I do the exiting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Can't go one show without making fun of me.
Well, I mean, one. What will be the purpose? Drake's can. You know, I have to throw that shit out there. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're just tuning in, thank you for tuning in to Social Misconduct. It is now 7:40. And it is What's On My Mind with B. Walt.
Oh, man.
I'm scared. I'm so scared because he goes off and it'd be like light-skinned, angry.
No Chris Brown today. No Chris Brown.
Angry light-skinned man problems.
No Chris Brown. More of a...
This is more of a rant.
More of a Cornel Westish.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to try.
We going all Black Power today?
I ain't that smart, but I'm going to try to be like Cornel. No, I mean, just, you know, slightly intellectual in my conversation.
What's on your mind? Just tell us what's on your mind.
I got to preface this before I go into it. Okay.
Oh, shit. Mind you all, I don't know what he's going to talk about beforehand. So I'm just as shocked as
you
are.
The publicist in her is scared shitless.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going to come out of his mouth right now.
You ready?
So,
you ready though?
Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Like I said, I have to preface this. Everybody that knows me knows that I believe in a higher power.
What higher power?
In a higher power.
I know you believe in me. I'm just...
Well, so. You're higher. Yeah, okay. No, but I believe in a higher power.
Okay.
I believe that we're all connected to said higher power in some way, blah, 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 blah.
So you're not an atheist?
No, I'm not an atheist.
Okay.
I'm nowhere near arrogant enough to think that we're at the top of the food chain and there's nothing else out there better than us.
Okay.
With that being said, I hate organized religion with a fucking passion.
I know this about you.
I hate organized
now
religion.
Now the world knows.
They can know.
That's who you are. Yeah.
I hate organized religion.
Why?
Where can we start with this?
Oh, shit.
I would make the argument that organized religion would take otherwise intelligent people and turn them mentally fucking neutral and retarded. Like, just stupid.
Did this come from your recent church visit? Or this is just something?
No, not the church visit.
But I mean, did that trigger it?
No, because like I said, I have respect for... Other people, like, I would never tell you don't believe this, mm-hmm. don't do that. You know, that's not me. But me personally, I just, because I'm a student of history, I look at organized religion like it's the single greatest mind fuck that has ever existed in human society.
Damn.
At all. Because it teaches you not to think critically in times when you really should think critically.
And I don't need no damn church groups tweeting us and sending us fucking messages and
no,
shit.
No, you know
so.
What? You can send it and I'll sit there. I'll have a conversation with you.
We're entitled to our opinions, people.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Like I said, I believe in God and faith in God and all that. But I think for the most part, organized religions are nothing more than a business.
Okay.
Because an organized religion, also known as an institutionalized religion, is set up like a business.
Yeah, no,
you have a hierarchy. You got these people that basically run the shit. Then you got everybody else at the bottom, the proletariat, like the worker bees. Mm-hmm. The people at the top of the chain are telling you what to believe, what to think, what rituals you got to do, da 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 da, blah blah blah. And you can't really, if you're a part of that, you can't really question it.
Yeah.
You can't really question it.
Yeah, you know it just is what it is. Like this is what it is. Yeah, I get it.
And so you have all of these organized religions that exist that don't agree with each other, but they're actually the people involved are actually worshiping the same thing just in different ways.
Okay.
But these motherfuckers are fighting because of this us or them kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Motif?
I don't know.
Something like that. So yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'll give you an example of something personal that happened to me. I lost a family member because some idiot in my family was a part of an organized religion that told her, don't take him to the hospital. Just pray on it.
Oh, one of those. Okay.
You feel
all
me?
Right. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people you know, coming up that do shit like that. Oh, you know, the
pray on it, God will take care of it.
God will take care of it. Yeah. Da, 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 da. And it, like I said, it makes people stupid. Like they don't think outside of the box. I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to say some magic words. And then some hand in the sky is going to part the clouds and drop me a car, a job, a husband, a wife, whatever it is you're looking for. But even your heroes in the Bible, and I'm going to the Bible because I was raised in the church. You know this. Even your heroes in the Bible, they would pray. And then what would they do? They would get off their asses and do some
something.
How you gonna bitch about not having a job, right? Oh, I ain't got no job. I'm gonna pray on it. I'm gonna go to church. I'm gonna pray on it. But you don't apply for no fucking job.
I need you to get your ass on monster.com.
You know what I'm saying? you know what I mean?
Shit, pray like on it, but still.
Right.
Like,
pray for the clarity, whatever it is you do to get your shit right, but then fill out a fucking application.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I feel you.
But people do that shit a lot. You know what I'm saying? And
using excuses and
Yeah. So that's my issue with organized religion. It's just that it's a cop out a lot of times. People don't want to think, and they let dumb shit happen to them, and then they pray for it, and then, you know. I mean, I could go further in it, but I don't want to get upset.
I mean,
I'm trying to stay.
Go as far as you need to go. Speak your mind, brother. Just don't let the liquor take over. But go ahead.
I haven't had enough liquor. I've been relatively.
Yeah, you've been
I'm
chilled today.
Sober.
You've been chilled today. As he takes a sip. What's the name of this again?
This is the bourbon.
Yeah, bullet bourbon.
Okay. Here's another argument for you. People that read the Bible, we were made in God's image, right? Which means every aspect of who we are is basically a copy off of the higher power, right? Mm-hmm. Including our brain, including our ability to think clearly, including our ability to manipulate the world around us and use science as a way to help. Would you agree?
Yes.
So, could you argue that praying and not doing shit is actually a slap in the face to the creator, right? You get what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
God gave you the ability. If you believe in that sort of thing, God gave you these abilities, mm-hmm. this you know, these talents, whatever, but you choose to
Sit around, pray about it
and not do anything.
Sit around, do nothing, and
you know what I'm saying?
Hope for something
exactly.
to happen. I got you.
So that's my issue. So it wasn't really all that long. But
so you
think
it's bullshit?
I think
to a certain extent.
I think for the most part, 99.9% of organized religions are bullshit. They're businesses. They fucking operate tax free. They got ties with banks and shit. No, they do. This is the truth. Like, if you did some real history and you studied, you would know this shit, right? They got ties with banks. They got ties with mobs. And basically, they need you more than you need them. These systems are supposed to exist to help you understand your place in the world and your place with the higher power. But does that really happen? Or do you spend 45 minutes out of that hour and a half at church listening to a fucking building fund for a building that hasn't been built in 20 years?
Oh, shit. He is getting into it.
I'm being honest.
We gonna get some hate mail.
I don't care. You can send all the hate mail you want. And I guarantee you, 99% of y'all motherfuckers, your pastor got more money than you, and he don't pay no taxes, and
oh
you broke
God.
As fuck.
Oh God.
Am I lying?
No.
Am I lying?
No.
Am I lying?
No. Uh-uh. You're not lying.
Thank
sir.
You.
Oh, shit. We gonna get in trouble.
How am I getting in trouble?
This is so hilarious.
Jesse Jackson gonna say some shit to me?
Yep.
Reverend Al Sharpton gonna say
yeah,
this to me.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say next.
For real?
You know, he don't play that shit.
Did you know that I could go online right now and take a couple of quizzes and become a fucking
yeah,
pastor?
Yeah, I do.
See, this is another question. What makes you think that this guy knows more about the higher power than you do? When you have access to the same material, the same book, the same study guides, whatever it is you use. Why would the pastor know more than you? How could the pastor possibly know more than you if all you had to do is sit there
educate
and read?
Educate yourself.
See, there you go. You're being fucking lazy again. That's being lazy, right? Right?
Oh, shit.
Right?
I feel you.
But y'all could pray on it, though.
Pray on it.
Mm-hmm. And you can send all that hate mail to me. I'm going to answer each single one of them.
He really would, too. Like, he really would. Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you got that out.
I don't know. It could be an hour discussion, but I'm not going to
go that far. I already know. You'll go in completely.
I probably got my mama texting me now. Boy, I didn't raise you that way.
If my mama was listening, she'd be like, get the fuck away from this guy because he's crazy.
He's not crazy. He's telling the truth.
Dude. I'm gonna sit that one out.
I vented for the evening. I'm done.
Okay. Well, as you all know, we are looking for some lovely interns. So hit us up at info@socialmisconduct.com if you're interested in working with us.
Can I?
Go ahead.
And don't be a fucking idiot and ask us where you can listen to the show.
Oh, my God.
We all over the fucking internet. If you put social misconduct in Google, we the first motherfuckers to pop up. How the fuck you talking about you don't know how to find us?
Oh, God. Where can I listen to your show?
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
How do you apply for something?
And don't know what the fuck we about?
Gosh. Well, we have a good interview tomorrow. Well, hopefully it's a good interview. But we have a good prospect tomorrow. So hopefully that works out and we get some help up in here. Because I can't do it all.
And I don't do that much, and I'm not really trying to do much more. So
hit us up on there. Make sure that you're following us on Twitter at Social Misconduct, SOC Misconduct. Instagram, Social Misconduct. And follow us on Facebook at Social Misconduct Radio. We have a guest next week. My client, if y'all see the face he's making right now, my client, Miss Carlina Britch, will be joining us tomorrow, next week. I'm trying to bring us back and shit tomorrow. Next Thursday. If you don't know who Carlina Britch is, make sure you Google her. You could just Google her and you'll find a shitload of stuff on Carlina Britch. But she is a dancer, model, actress. She does it all. She's danced with, you've seen her in the Loyal video, Chris Brown, Lil Wayne, Usher, Good Kisser video. She went on a 2-year tour with Justin Bieber. I mean, she's been in like everybody's shit. So she's been in some Disney movies and Nickelodeon, like all type of stuff. So
excited.
Did you just see the what he just did though?
We really got to get this dude on.
Oh, shit. We need to get him on some video or something to show everybody how crazy he is. So, yeah, make sure you tune in. Next week will be really, really exciting. And not to mention that she's absolutely fucking gorgeous. So,
yes,
that's a plus. So make sure you're following her, but we will be keeping you all updated and posted on that. What else do we have going on? We have a liquor tasting coming up next week.
Oh, yeah.
McAllen.
Yeah, we're going on McAllen liquor tasting next week.
Yeah, look at the X like, where's my fucking invite? Like, really, y'all leaving me out? So, yeah, we will be going to a McAllen tasting. I don't even drink that shit, but
I love that shit. That's like my favorite.
I knew he liked it, so I just signed us up. And I went last year, too. So, it was pretty dope. So, we have that next week. I am helping out with the African Awards.
Oh, nice.
Saturday. This
why,
Saturday.
Why you ain't invite me? I'm too beige.
Yeah, you won't. You won't really fit in. But so that'll be in Beverly Hills this weekend, honoring African and African American actors and just people in the entertainment industry that are doing great things. So they will be honored. And I will be there helping out my girl LaShura. What's up, LaShura? So that's what I'm doing this weekend. What are your plans this weekend, sir?
I haven't thought about it yet, but I'm probably going to get into some debauchery tomorrow after that meeting we have, because we will be downtown. So,
how about yesterday? I was drunk as hell.
All $3 wine, right?
Where were we? Salvage?
Salvage.
Downtown?
If you haven't been there, it's pretty fresh.
Dude, they got a $3 happy hour menu from 3 to 8 p.m. So beer,
wine
and like well drinks, but I don't fuck with cheap liquor, but well drinks, you know, I'm good on that. But they have this, and I don't even do Chardonnay, but they had a Chardonnay blend. I don't know what the blend was, but that shit was good as hell, and I just kept ordering glasses of it. And you know, for $3 you'd be like, okay, well, this ain't shit. So
you still be budgeting that shit,
right? Hell yeah. You'd be like, wait, I didn't had three.
If I give a $20, that's 6 point.
Let's just say I was tipsy as fuck off that $3 wine. So, yeah. And then we went to Dublin's. So we left a bar and we went to...
We're too old to bar hop, Joe.
But our version of bar hopping is...
Like two places?
Just two right down the street, though. Like, they are, like, literally one block from each other. And we went to the other bar just to take advantage of their happy hour, but get food from their happy hour menu.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, balling on a budget. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. $3 wine. Shit.
Shit. We going back. I'm going to need to go back tomorrow.
You going back tomorrow?
We.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to see what you're doing.
You said you. We going back tomorrow.
Well, okay.
After our meeting.
If it goes well, we're going to drag him with us. We got to make sure.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
We got to make sure
his ass better be real. Did you tell him how I was?
I already told him. You the mean one out the two of us.
Okay, as long as you warned his ass, he better be able to deal.
He probably listening to this shit right now, scared as a motherfucker.
Good.
You
better show up tomorrow, nigga. Well, thank you all so much for rocking with us as always. We're here every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Again, hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Email us if you have any crazy headlines that you find that you want us to talk about and you want to get our take on it. Email us at info@socialmisconduct.com. You can tweet us, whatever. We would love to hear from you all. And if you're also interested in being a guest on our show, we want to have guests like every other week. So email us about that as well. Anything else? B? Anything else?
No, I'm good.
You getting the iPhone 6?
Get the 7 like next year.
So you're not upgrading right now?
No, man. That shit like $800.
No. We just gonna stick. What you got? 5S?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sticking my 5S too.
I'm good.
Uh-uh. Yeah, I can't even do it. Alright. We out. Thank y'all.
Can they see this? They can't see this. Can you see this?